This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
That is a classic line from the movie Stripes. I had to play it to start off here with UB head football coach Pete Lembo, because on X this morning I said he's going to join me, and Pete said, you know what, are we going to talk Delaware wing tee, which, as you all know, I love the Delaware wing tee football scheme, and 80s music, 80s movies and Stripes lines, and I said, that's a great Stripes line right there. So, Pete, Coach, welcome into the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and there you go. One of the more famous lines from the movie Stripes.
Yeah, and there's about 19 more we could be talking about. I'm very honored to be here. I feel like I'm Churchill calling FDR right now on the hotline across the Atlantic. So I know we're just across town from each other, but I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, you got it, Coach. No doubt about it. Yeah, that's a classic one, no doubt. And there are so many great great movies from back then. I know you're a big savant on that. Is there one, like, go-to that you think about sometimes? Like, you go back and you just kind of made indelible impression. You're scrolling through. Is it just any 80s movie? Yesterday, I watched Roadhouse. It was on in the afternoon. I said, I got to watch this.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's it's a little bit cheesy at times, but absolutely a fantastic movie. And be nice until it's time not to be nice.
No, that's right. Exactly. Head coach UB, head coach at UB, Pete Lembo, joining me here on the Western Hotline. All right, spring practices. They started a couple of weeks ago. Give us an update on the schedule, when you guys started, what it all culminates into, and how this works.
Yes, sir. So we got two practices in before our spring break. Both were in helmets. Our guys got a much-deserved, well-needed rest. I'm sure some of them had a lot of fun, too, at different places over spring break. And then we got back. We cranked it back up on Monday. A little bit sluggish coming off break, but then we had a great practice Wednesday. We'll practice again tomorrow, so that'll be number five. And continue to work towards our spring game on April 19th at 2 o'clock, which is open to the public and free parking and a great chance for folks in the area to come over and check out the team.
When you say a little bit sluggish, how does that go for you? Like, what is your philosophy on when you see your team maybe not responding the way you thought or you hoped on a certain practice? You had a great bounce back, but what's your message? How do you approach that?
Yeah, it's all about high expectations, right? And deep down, you know, all right, it's first day back, and you know a lot of them rolled into town on Sunday, but I don't think you ever make excuses, right? And we've been very fortunate here. We've got a bunch of very committed, high-energy guys that enjoy the game and enjoy practicing and enjoy being around each other. And thankfully, you know, a year or so into this now, you can count the number of average practices we've had on one hand. So the expectations are high. Our guys know that. And the thing I really enjoy about working with them is you can be honest with them all the time, and they take it the right way, and they have responded. They sure did on Wednesday.
Your quarterback from last year is no longer with the program, CJ Ogbonna. There seems to be a pretty good competition going on at that spot. How does that look so far, and what do fans of the UB Bulls need to know about the quarterback position this year?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm just so proud of CJ and what he accomplished last year. He had never really played meaningful snaps before, started off the year a little bit slow, but was a big reason why we won 9 games. And Dave Patenaude, our offensive coordinator, did such a fantastic job developing him late in his career. And who knows, maybe CJ will hook on somewhere as a free agent and get a chance to keep playing. But we do have a great group of guys. Gunnar Gray and Jack Shields are two veteran guys that are back. And then Taquan Roberson came in. He was the backup at Kansas State last year. He's a New Jersey kid that played at DePaul Catholic, a program we're very familiar with and very close with the head coach there. And he has settled in incredibly well, acclimated himself well. Our players have really embraced him. He handles himself like a pro in the building. It reminds me a lot of when I was at South Carolina and Spencer Rattler came, just the way a veteran quarterback who's been around and knows how to conduct himself with maturity. Certainly Roberson has done that, and he's looked impressive at practice so far.
What do you look for in a starting quarterback? How does this get determined on what you're looking for the guy that's going to lead your team?
Sure. Well, obviously there's a skill set that goes along with it, and I think our offense is adaptable enough to move to the strengths of whoever our best guy is. But to me, it's about a lot more than that. And this guy needs to be the leader of your team. So he needs to lead by example first, which is how hard he works in the weight room and how hard he practices and you know, doing the little things right, putting the extra time in. But then at some point, there needs to be some vocal leadership with that position as well. And I think that was a challenge for CJ last year because he hadn't really played and established himself. But as the year went on, you started to see that emerge a little bit as he got a little bit more confident. And certainly Roberson has been around and played some football before, so he's got some of that in him. The other guy who's going to have a very bright future is our freshman who early enrolled, Jason Wright. He's just a puppy. He's a baby deer out there right now, but gosh, he's got a really strong arm and good mobility, and I think we're going to see him really progress as well.
You had a first-team All-American in the program, Sean Dolak, and I think there's been a lot of frustration with fans of the program and football fans in general wondering why he didn't get invites to bowl games, the combine. From your perspective as his coach, how have you guys handled that, and what have you seen from his response to that? And also, why do you think he didn't get those invites that a lot of the other guys at his position got?
Sure. Well, I share in everyone else's frustration in Buffalo about that because you've got a first-time unanimous All-American from UB who led the country in tackles and fifth in interceptions and received about every possible award he could. You would think that would get your foot in the door for one of those postseason All-Star games and maybe a combine invite. But one of the things that I've shared with my players for as far back as I can remember is control what you can control. And you can't control what other people think. You can't control some of the decisions that are made that you don't have an influence on. But what you can control is how hard you work and how you look to overcome some of those things. And Sean has done exactly that. He showed up at our pro day. less than 10 weeks out from playing in a bowl game, and came in here and ran a 4.5 and change and had an incredible pro agility and looked very good going through a lot of the drills. So I think he really came in with a chip on his shoulder and showed people that he means business, getting an opportunity to play at the next level. And certainly he's got a ton of great film from last season for the pro scouts to look at. In terms of why maybe he's flying under the radar a little bit, you know, he's between 6 foot and 6 foot one. He's between 220 and 225 pounds, which, you know, I'm sure some people are going to look at that and say they wish he was a little bit bigger and maybe a little bit heavier. But I do think Sean makes up for a lot of things with all the intangibles that he has. He's so instinctive. He's a low rep guy. And when you think about an NFL roster or maybe a CFL roster, the fact that this guy can jump in there and not need a bunch of reps, maybe a guy that you move off the practice squad into your 53 and back, things of that nature. So I hope he gets drafted, Sal, but I also know this, sometimes you're better off being a priority free agent and going to a team that you've got a legitimate chance to make. I also think the rules that have changed with the practice squad now are advantageous for Sean. So we're all keeping our fingers crossed, and I know he'll get an opportunity somewhere, and I think he'll make the most of it.
I mean, just look right in our own backyard here at Joe Andreessen and the opportunity he got with the Bills. And, you know, there was a right fit for him, and he did what he needed to do to not only make the initial roster, but then be a part of what they were doing even into the playoffs.
Absolutely. And I've gotten to know Joe a little bit over the last year. He's a terrific guy. And as a young alum, he's staying connected with our program, which is something that's great to see. And sometimes those NFL guys are the hardest to keep connected because they've got a lot of people in their ear and they've got a lot going on in their lives. Joe has been fabulous and something we're working really hard at, as you know, because we've talked about it before, connecting our alumni, connecting our football alumni, connecting people from the community, giving our program access to business leaders in the community and things like that. So it's good to see Joe as a young alum have the maturity to understand that he's always welcome here and that we need him to be a part of what we're trying to build.
How do you replace Sean Dolek on the field? Obviously, Red Murdoch is there, a first-team All-MAC selection from a year ago. What does it look like without Sean Dolek in the middle of your defense?
Well, the good news is Deion Crawford played a lot of football for us last year and was really productive, sort of a hybrid linebacker, defensive end. We move him around in third down situations, and Deion is certainly one of our better players. We did not have to bring in a lot of transfers because, fortunately, we didn't lose a lot of guys to the portal. But two players we did bring in, Mitch Gonzer and Connor Henderson, were both Ivy League graduates. One went to Harvard, one went to Cornell, that have a year of eligibility left, and two really bright guys, obviously, but two older veteran guys that are going to give us a lot of nice depth and competition at linebacker. And then we've got some younger guys that are vying for playing time as well.
When you say you didn't have to go out and get a lot of transfers, I think that speaks volumes to your program because you had guys stay. How have you been able to do that? What's your philosophy on, you know, keeping guys here? Because retention is part of the big challenge with the program. I'm looking, Coach. I mean, I'm a big college basketball fan. There are 1,300 names in the college basketball portal right now. It's insane. What is your philosophy, and how have you been able to retain these players?
Well, you can't forget why you do what you do, and you can't get frustrated because of the nature of things in college athletics right now. I got into this profession because of the relationships. Football has done a lot for me. It's done a lot for my family. It's been a big part of our lives, and I've learned a lot of great lessons from it. And some of my closest friends on the face of the planet are people connected with football at all these different stops along the way. So you need to invest in your players, and that starts with building relationships and building trust and getting to know them and trying to help them grow and develop to maximize this experience. Now, Are every single one of them going to stay and stay for 4 or 5 years? No, that's just not the reality of the world that we're living in right now. But I think if you take a defeatist approach and you just look at it like, oh, why should I invest because I'm going to just lose these guys anyway, then you've got no chance. So the way I look at it is we're still doing this for all the right reasons. And yes, on occasion, are we going to lose some good players because a Power Four school might just have the resources to poach them from us? Absolutely. But I do think if our guys are having a great experience, if they look forward to coming in this building every day, if they believe in what we're doing, they're more likely to stay unless those types of things happen, if that makes any sense.
No doubt about it. No doubt. Coach, you have a challenging schedule as always, of course, in the MAC. But Minnesota up first for you guys Thursday, August 28th. Obviously, another power opponent here. What do you guys do to gear up for and talk about, you know, the challenges that lie ahead in 2025 outside the conference and inside the conference going forward?
Yeah, it's a great schedule for us, and one of the highlights of it is that we have 7 home games. So for those folks that were maybe following us loosely last year and want to get more involved and get a closer look, obviously the spring game on April 19th is a great chance to do that. But with 7 home games next year, and I think 5 of them are in September and October on Saturdays when the weather's good and everything, what a great chance to come over here and get to know this team better. And we've got, as we just talked about, just a wonderful group of student athletes. These guys are doing it for the right reasons. They're getting a great education here at UB, and they really are proud to represent this program. We've got a tough out-of-conference schedule starting at Minnesota, and then FCS St. Francis comes here. Yep. And then we've got home games against Troy and UConn that are two really high-end group of five type programs. Thank goodness we've got them at home, because those will be two tough games for us.
No doubt. And if people want to get involved, UB Athletics, they want to go to games, season tickets, everything, how do they do that?
Yeah, so the easiest thing is to go to our UB Athletics website. And the other thing is, I'm always very accessible here. So you can get in touch with me through the website, get in touch with folks in our football program and people that are interested in getting around the team and maybe having our players show up at different events, whether that's a business event or some kind of organization in Buffalo. If I'm available, I'd love to do it. But our players love getting out there in the community and building relationships with people and networking. Working, and we're happy to do it.
All right, Coach. Well, I appreciate it. And you always know that if you ever do decide to run the wing T, you know, I can come in and you know, call a couple plays. But I just want to be honest and let everybody know right now, all I'm going to do is belly-belly sweep counter every 3 plays. Belly-belly sweep counter down the field. That's it. I'm not throwing.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got honorary coaches for this year's spring game, but we can negotiate something for next year. How's that sound?
You got it. You got it. Pete Lembo, head coach of UB football. Great catching up with you. Great seeing you last week at the event, and I know you're a big part of the community here, and it means a lot to you, so we'll do this again sometime soon. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Okay, thanks so much for your time.
All right, you got it. That is Pete Lembo. He is the head coach at UB football. Yeah, I caught up with him at an event last week, and that's how we, 2 weeks ago, I think it was, that's how we set this up a little bit, and we were talking about wing T football. That's what I was a part of coaching in Florida. And yeah, I know everything's air raid now and all that, but if you're a wing T guy, you like love the wing T. Like just, it's just so, it's like me with Gretzky. I don't want Ovechkin to break the record. Yeah, I know. I love seeing the people throw the ball over the field, but belly-belly sweep counter, baby. That's what we got to do. Get the ball down the field. Throwing like 3 times a game. Yeah, that's right. Old school. 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Actually does work. It's good offense. It's like playing Army, and you're not used to playing anything like that or any team like that. So you have to really prepare a little bit differently. Pete Lembo doing a really great job over at the University of Buffalo, and yeah, he's a big 80s pop culture savant, loves watching the 80s movies, the 80s music, gets really into it. Did you ever see the movie Stripes, Josh, that you played that clip? Have you ever seen the movie Stripes?
I have not. My dad's actually made a lot of references to that movie over the years that I'm watching clips like that. I've kind of picked up on them now, but I've never actually seen the movie. It's hard to find movies like that on like streaming and things like that. So, yeah. But I love Bill Murray. He's hilarious, and I would love to find a way to watch that.
He was He was at a game recently. What game was it? Maryland, maybe? I don't remember. It was just showing him in the stands.
Oh, he was?
I can't remember which game it was. He was at, Bill Murray was at a NCAA tournament game. I don't remember which one it was. And they were showing him in the stands. And I can't remember. Somebody will tell me. I don't know where he was. Maybe it was UConn. Oh, did he go to, is he a UConn guy? I think it was UConn, Florida. I think that's what it was. I don't know if he's a UConn guy, but I think he was in the stands. Anyway, he is. He is hilarious. You're right about that.
It was, UConn. His connection is, his son Luke Murray is one of the three assistant coaches of Dan Hurley's staff.
Wow. I love that. Okay, you got Bill. See? Remember what I told you earlier about BYU and the kid at BYU and the tater tot thing? And now we got UConn and this connection with Bill Murray? I mean, you learn these things at March Madness, and you learn these stories. It's great. Thank you. He was at UConn, yes. MH, thank you. We got it. On Twitter, thanks for tweeting at me. At Sal Sports, getting connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We are going to have a guest come up here at 11:30, talk about the Sweet 16, which begins tonight. His name is Evan Miyakawa. And he is a college basketball analytics analyst, and at he's got his own website, evanmaya.com, M-I-Y-A, PhD statistician, data scientist, featured on ESPN, CBS Sports, The Athletic, Sports Illustrated. So I can't wait to talk to him because we're going to dive into some of the, you know, numbers for Sweet 16. And this is the reason why is, hey, maybe you're in another bracket, you know, survivor pool. You have to, it's just a Sweet 16 to pick that. In the meantime, also, we have our own little bracket going on here. And remember now, if you entered my college basketball brackets contest, you could win a $100 gift card to the NCAA online shop, $50 gift card for second place, $25 gift card for third place. And what do we have here, Josh? We went over the other day. I am kind of, you're in the top 100, I think you said. I'm in 535th place out of 694. Zachary Schrantz is in first place right now with 246 points. Sean Huber, a friend of mine, actually, who's a coach in Florida, is in second place, 233, and a bunch of people tied for third. So tonight's a night to see if you can add on to those totals here if you're in the bracket contest. We'll take a timeout here. We'll get with Evan Miyakawa, after this timeout. We'll talk a little bit about the Sweet 16, the matchups, break them down for you. Maybe you're going to bet on them. You're looking for a good kind of edge in that department or just want to have some fun trying to pick the tournament with some friends of yours, some family members. We'll do that when we come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Thursday. Thanks for hanging with us on WGR.